Given the current state of the finances of the hospital and everything that we've heard over the past several months, why did the hospital leadership decide to make this change today?
Well, Heather, that's a very good question, but we really believe that we need to get our name out and start getting that growth pattern back in place like we had prior to COVID. And as we're doing this soft rollout, we're really believing that we are financially responsible and trying to make sure that we look at the fiscal needs out there. And what we're doing is what we call a soft rollout. So we are replacing things with the new, but we're not adding anything new. So as an example, letterhead. If you're out of letterhead, you're going to get the new letterhead. But if you have the old letterhead, you're going to continue to use it. If you just ordered it last week, you're out of luck for a little while. And so you're going to see those replacements. And so it's going to be a soft opening in that you're going to see a little bit of Baxter Health. And then in 5 years, you'll see all of Baxter Health. And so another example is the Cancer Center building that's being built right across the street or right on our campus here. It was going to say Highland at Baxter Regional Medical Center, but now we'll say Highlands at Baxter Health, because we were going to purchase that sign no matter what. And why would you purchase a sign now and then 6 months later try to replace a new sign? That's not what we're doing. Sign on the building needs to be replaced, but right now we're probably not in the financial health to be able to replace that. But when we are a little better off financially, and because it does need to be replaced, you will see that replaced. And the signs around the campus, signs in other places, same thing. So again, we're not really adding any expense. All we're doing is transitioning what's on that sign or what's on that letterhead or what's on that website to the new brand.
One of the values you spoke of today was independent with a purpose, and that is purposeful in meaning. There's been no change in leadership, no change in ownership to our hospital.
Very good point. You know, I've had several people ask me, oh, you're changing your name. Does that mean there's a new owner? No. Our whole goal, our board's whole emphasis is that we want to make sure that we can provide access to high quality compassionate care here, and so we need to remain independent to be able to do that so we can make our own decisions. We've been an independent hospital, I think, since the beginning. I mean, we were county owned, but basically independent since the beginning, and we will be independent in the future.
Baxter Health Chaplain Randy Ludwig might have said it best today when he said, "This is not a business, it's a ministry."
That is so true. This is a ministry. We are here to provide compassionate, high-quality care. And, you know, what is truly a blessing, what's so nice, is that we have so many employees that understand that they're here and they want to work here because they want to help people. And what we want to do is help people provide that care and give them access to compassionate, high-quality care.